Hey everybody, Jason Burmis here, and this is officially our first live stream via Rumble. We are not on Podbean right now because this is probably going to be a shorter video and we may or may not post it there, but we're all over the place. We're all over the place because YouTube is on day four of censoring us for quote-unquote medical misinformation when no medical misinformation was given in a video about what? Oh, that's right. Transhumanism. You're not allowed to talk about transhumanism, apparently, and point out that mRNA and vector-based shots are bio-nanotechnology. That was my great sin. And today, we're going to talk about Google, quantum supremacy, NASA, artificial intelligence, and the Deep Mind Project. Because when we talk about Google, it really is the Trojan horse civilian system that will bring us into transhumanism. And it's really been kind of beta tested in a lot of different ways. Sometimes human beings take to it, sometimes they don't. You could think about, for instance, the Google Glass Project. Remember that? That failed. Augmented reality failed. But it will come back. Okay? And this time, Google Glass may actually be inside software of either hardware put in by Google or everybody's best buddy, Elon Musk. So before we go there, before we play Dennis Bushnell talking about how Google is really the de facto brain. Remember, Bushnell is the chief scientist over at NASA, been around since the Gemini days, pre-Apollo. Only 20% of what they do is space exploration, really works for the Defense Department, is privy to all types of technology that the public is not. These are important issues and ones we're going to be talking about. And really, he talks about how, you know, if I give my subordinates a task to look up information, everybody's going to Google. And he also reveals, oh, by the way, Google's going to not only read all the information out there that's public, but it's going to read all your emails too. And think about it, as we get into the fourth industrial revolution, anything that's hooked up to the internet and is also hooked up to our biology, it will no longer just be the internet of things, but the internet of bodies that Klaus and the boys are openly discussing in forums and books such as the fourth industrial revolution and, of course, COVID-19, the great reset. So I want to remind everybody, somehow, some way, we're still on YouTube, even though, especially right now, this last suspension is completely and totally unjust. I really could use everybody's help, being like, at Team YouTube, I thought you were coming back at it. They're not. And that's why we've moved to Rumble. And listen, I just want to make it very clear. I've spent money on expansion. You know, it wasn't free to do what I'm doing over at Podbean. It wasn't free to be streaming at Rumble. I took the $25 a month package. We're going to see where it gets us. And tomorrow, I know I've talked about a building for a long time, but I'm looking at one tomorrow, and I really need everybody's support that can give it out there. Rockfin's a great way to do that. You got to be on a desktop. You hit subscribe, $9.99 a month or $99.99 for the year. But yes, you know, that crypto crash hit everybody, including myself. It's never an opportune time, but it seems like a pretty inopportune one. The infowarrior.podbean.com if you want everything in audio format. And this is what we're pushing. Buymeacoffee.com/Jason Burmis. This is a place I'm not very familiar with it, but you can certainly donate this way. And we're going to be pushing the Buy Me a Coffee if you do want to support me. Because, listen, I don't want to touch any more crypto, especially right now. You know, if I'm going to have it, I'd like to save it. And we got to find a way to, you know, make that revenue $3,000 to $5,000 to continue to do these type of broadcasts on the daily. I mean, if you look over at Rockfin right now, I still have two more interviews to put up. But I think that we put up 8 exclusives over there, including now, which had to be exclusive, my speech over at the Reawaken America Tour. All my films, Loose Change, Final Cut, Fabled Enemies, Invisible Empire, A New World Order, Define and Shade, the Motion Picture are free. In fact, right now, Invisible Empire and Shade are both available on Rumble as well. So, you know, give those things some rumbles. Share those documentaries, 2010 and 2013. Pretty prophetic to what is going on today. So let's get into it. What is going on today? The game is over. Google's DeepMind said it is close to achieving human-level artificial intelligence, but it still needs to be scaled up. And let me make this very, very clear. You know, Yuval Noah Harari and others, when pressed, will actually say, well, AI isn't really like a human being yet. And, you know, the Turing test is one, at least publicly, that is it doesn't have the ability to pass on all levels. But we have deepfakes. We have real-time manipulation of not only living human beings, but CGI. We have talk about fake news, but fake news anchors in some parts of the world that are now CGI openly. These are the things that we know about. I want to put that out there. And we have the ability with these computers to do things that people cannot even imagine. I mean, think about the real-time AI in some of these apps and the physical distortions they do in real time of visuals and audio, right? So, you know, there are people throughout this that are pointing out, again, it doesn't have to be human level to start overtaking humans. And what I'm going to argue with you is that, you know, you look at quantum computing, and that's a big part of artificial intelligence, and they are openly working with NASA in a partnership that's over a decade old. Okay, this is May 2013 talking about it. And the real deal of what they're doing is they are taking what they have learned underground and in these black sites and through intelligence agencies and through the work of DARPA and others. And then they're slowly but surely bringing this technology into Google to scale it and, of course, bring it into the public arena. That's what's actually happening. That's why they are the perfect Trojan horse for this transhumanist agenda. Okay, and I want to remind people, we're going to go to the website right here. How can we help people live longer and better lives? Challenging questions like these brought us to science. This is Calico. Now, Calico, you guessed it, is the immortality division at Google. So you can't talk about artificial intelligence at a human level, okay, without discussing the fact that they're also working on immortality. And these are the types of technologies that could empower all of humanity, but who are they going to go to? You know, I also want to point out that Google has this new dragon skin roof, okay, and you take a look at it, and it's a new type of solar, and I love renewables. I love solar. I think there's probably some stuff out there that's way better than solar, and the problem is that you have to trick the populace into believing in energy scarcity and trick the populace into thinking that they're ooey-gooey and evil for being carbon-based and that the planet, okay, needs to reduce their resources and their standard of living. Not because any of that's true, but because you want to enslave the regular populace and then empower the predator class at the top through these technologies that slowly but surely you will leak out to the populace, but will always come with caveats, okay? And so I've played a small portion of this clip, you know, at the end when he tells you, and this is Dennis Bushnell, telling you you're going to upload your consciousness. But I've not really played the other 5+ minutes where he talks about Google and these type of deep mind research programs and de facto how Google, again, is the global brain. And it will be the global brain. So again, this is what I will refer to again and again as what they refer to in their own documentation. This is Dennis in July of 2001, Future Strategic Issues in Warfare, circa 2025. And I always bring this up because it's important. Trojan horse civilian systems, information, internet, and psychological warfare. Tons of psychological warfare in this. CNN syndrome is in this. Okay, terror attacks live and in living color is in this. Okay, so you got to understand these Trojan horse civilian systems are there to disperse their technology, disperse their agenda, and not, unfortunately, empower us with that technology. Here you go, Dennis.
the machines are capable of really good deep learning. And that's what most of the current AI is based on. The current
And by the way, this is somewhere between 2014 and 2018. I don't really have a date on this, but I believe in some part of it, he talks about the current Trump administration. At the same time, the series itself supposedly starts in 2014. So I'm not sure if it's this particular video, but you know, it's relatively recent when he's discussing these things.
AI is essentially soft computing. It's neural nets, fuzzy logic, algorithms, and the deep learning. The machines coming up as we leave silicon and go to bio-optical, quantum, nano, molecular, and atomic computing, there's another 10 to the 8th to 10 to the 12th to go. We've come 10 to the 8th so far. The machine intelligence, currently, there's the soft computing business, but no one really sees a way to get to humans via deep learning or soft computing.
So again, because we're wet electronics, and without us merging with the machines, it's just not going to be possible. That's why the machines are more efficient. That's why automation is coming. That's why, as Bill Joy warned in Wired, the future doesn't need us.
They just don't, not yet. There's no breakthrough in algorithms. What we are doing, which will get to humans, people now think, and this is what's worrying people, is the biomimetics part. This is where you nanosection the neocortex, replicate it in silicon, and you don't have to understand how it works. You just have to make it work this way, as an artificial human brain surrogate.
An artificial human brain surrogate. Notice, even then, he's saying, look, we don't necessarily have to know exactly how it works. And that's one of the problems with them achieving this quote unquote human level AI that they constantly hype up, but really isn't, you know, human being in the way that me and you would think about it, right? But these are mad scientists, they're going for it.
They will all go to Google.
Oh, God.
Okay. So this is now.
It's hilarious that Google has become the de facto brain, as he's going to tell you.
The de facto global brain, which will only get better. And we are busily, with nanosensors and other sensors, networking within 10 years some 3 trillion sensors. So the global brain will be fed with all of this information. Okay, and it will have all of the contents of all the libraries, and it will read all of everybody's emails and everything else.
Look how he smiles when he says that. It will read all of everybody's emails and everything else. Did we vote on this? This has already been decided. And, you know, this is why in 2011, when he's sitting there talking about Malthus 101 and that, quote unquote, we may institute population control that changes everything, he's being serious, changes all of society. You know, unfortunately, the merchants and prophets of the future already have a blueprint that doesn't include our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, our free will, and our very humanity. Megan, thank you so much for the tipski and Hutch over at the Rockfin. Let's continue with Mr. Bushnell gloating that Google, the global brain, will read everybody's emails as sensors are fed into that global brain as well from around the world. Great stuff.
And so you end up with a really big global brain. That's different from intelligence. These people that you speak of that are worried about this are worried about the fact that as we develop, which we can now, it looks like via biomimetics at least in the next 10, 20, 25 years, a human level of machine intelligence, there's the conventional rules of we're going to make it friendly to humans. Well, it turns out that people have now delved into that a bit, and they're not so sure we can do that.
Well,
Okay?
here's.
And a really good brain of human level and beyond machine intelligence could easily produce untoward effects on humans. It wouldn't have to be malicious. It would just have to be unthinking and wipe us all up, given our huge reliance upon electrons in everything we do.
So let's just stop it right there. I'll at least give Bushnell credit in this interview for being quite frank. that if you had some type of an AI, say, I don't know, Skynet situation, where you went full artificial intelligence and they started to become autonomous, machines or AI could wipe out all of the human beings without even having to be malicious. Now, forget about the fact that they may become malicious towards human beings.
And in fact, what we're developing this time is a essentially a second intelligent species. We are, with the biomimetics, where we're nanosectioning the neocortex and replicating it in silicon, people edge we're 10 to 15 to maybe 20 years max out from having a human-level machine intelligence. The nanorobotics is giving all the dexterity, human dexterity, and so forth. So when one looks in the totality of the human versus the robot knows more. The robot has a much better safety record. In aviation, 85% of the safety issues are human factors. It's clear if you want a safer system, you have less humans.
If you want a safer system, you have less humans. I wanted to highlight that. Think about that. And you know, that's not just the viewpoint via something like flying, okay? That is the viewpoint of the predator class at the top, that if you want a safer system for their oligarchy, for their top-down control, what is it? Less humans. Let's make that extremely clear.
The machines so far are more knowledgeable. The robot that we're using now to do cancer research and the cancer treatments is much better than the human physicians. The teachers are in fact,
you know, before we move on to the schools and the push for telelearning, and I think a lot of this is Johnny nonsense and bull, I do want to point out that right now you have Grace, which is the quote unquote cousin of Sophia, already being utilized, was utilized in COVID-1984, and then blockchain technology, which there's a big push for, is going to power Grace. And remember, robots take orders. If you look at what's happened in this COVID-1984 nightmare, patients have had less and less of a choice of what they want to do with their own body. But good doctors who still are empathetic to the human race and trying to do good have challenged the system. Robots will not, let me assure you, and neither will robot AI teachers. And that's another reason that Bushnell's going to push this.
More effective, the robot teachers in educating children, they're more creative, the child has more control and so forth and so on. The studies show that children learn 4 to 5 times faster than they do in conventional schools, and that's because conventional schools, they have a large amount of time keeping order. The classmates are not always supportive for people who are brainy and intelligent, so forth and so on. So that, you know, the total education system for the robot teacher tends to be better. There will be essentially
now, first of all,
no
we used to have
the machines cannot.
We'll bring it back because he's telling you there's no jobs that the machines can't do. We used to have systems that would place gifted children together and accelerate them, but that was before the participation trophies and the ribbons for everything. Everything was about your feelings and not facts. Okay? That's where, you know, we had a society where there was some type of a meritocracy. And that's gone by the wayside. Okay? So now Bushnell's going to lay it all on the line right here. This is it, the transhumanism. There's nothing the machines can't do. Okay? And it won't become us versus them. We will upload to the machines and become them. That is the end of humanity, folks.
There will be essentially no jobs the machines cannot do. We currently have creative software that are doing ideation just as good or better than humans now. The creative jobs will be the last ones to go, but I have not been able to discern any jobs that machines cannot do as machine intelligence and all the rest of the autonomous robotics develops. So now we're to your question, okay? What do you do with these people? There's essentially three options. You've covered one, which is the guaranteed income.
So again, UBI, and I've said this for a long time now, universal basic income is about transhumanism. It is about getting you to take from the state, all right, jump through every hoop that the state wants you to jump through to get that money to offset people that want to be individuals and drain their wealth. And then at the same time, whether you realize it or not, psychologically, your self-worth goes away because you don't have a purpose. You buy into the idea you are a useless eater. Okay? And to his credit, we're not playing it here. The third part are these secondary type societies. He calls it DIY on steroids, which if you want to protect yourself from this transhumanist nightmare, that's one way you're going to have to do it, is to become as self-sufficient for you, your family, and your friends as possible.
And the machines can produce the productivity, the wealth necessary to pay this. It's just the machines do the work instead of the people. Yes, you have to change the cultural milieu, but this is eventually doable. This is only one approach. The second approach is the fact that what's changed since you last looked at this is the whole technology level, and we humans are now converting ourselves into cyborgs. We now have artificial retinas, artificial hearts, we have brain chips. DARPA's working on brain chips for super soldiers. We can have a high bandwidth comm port built in, so we don't have to use the sensors and their very limited bandwidth. And eventually this all ends up with uploading into the machines. And instead of us versus them, humans versus the machines, we become them, or they become us, or you end up with human contaminated machines. Now,
human contaminated machines, the virtual era. Okay, the virtual era that is discussed in this very document. Also very important for people to understand beyond just holodecks and all that. Think about it. This is it. I want people to understand. You know, I got in trouble with YouTube for pointing out the bio-nano era in 2020. Again, mRNA and vector-based shots are what? Bio-nanotechnology. Bio-NTech, anybody? They don't know how long this is going to last because, you know, people like you and me might fight back, might want to remain human. But eventually, they want you to upload that that consciousness. And remember, Google and NASA are in bed together on all of this. That's why I'm pointing out Calico is their immortality division. Do you think they're going to have immortality without transhumanism when they're selling you on a non-binary gender of zeros and ones? No. We know what the agenda is. It's in front of our faces, and I hope you help me expose it. One of the great ways to do that is check out the documentary films and share them with others for free. Loose Change, Final Cut, Fabled Enemies, Invisible Empire, A New World Order to Find, and Shade the Motion Picture. Please consider supporting me directly at buymeacoffee.com/Jason Burmis. That's how we pump these things out. That's how we let the documentary films remain free. We're at Podbean. We're at Rockfin. Another great way to support us, still somehow by the skin of my niz nuts over on YouTube. But this was it. This was our maiden voyage streaming on the Rumble. So I hope that you guys enjoyed the video, and I will see you all on the flip side.